A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Yeah. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, you can catch me on Drive all week, every week from 4 p.m. Aren't you the lucky people? Now, we kick things off on the podcast today by looking ahead to another action-packed weekend of Premier League football across the TalkSport network.
Socek tries the header across to Bowen, who scores for West Ham United.
We've had a couple of really good results, so we want to build on it. We want to get that momentum.
If you didn't know the run of play today and looked at a 0-0, you'd have said Chelsea probably missed a lot of chances. They didn't really.
Chelsea 0, Fulham 0.
We know that we're at the start of a project, if you like, especially when you see the January window.
Dewsbury Hall charge forward. What a finish that was.
You know, you constantly have to work in the Premier League to get the results and showing that bit of quality in the right moment.
Kane! And Harry Kane has done it! His record book now needs another chapter.
20 years left to hopefully keep improving and keep getting better.
Game day, it's what Saturday is made for.
West Ham versus Chelsea kicks off our coverage later on this lunchtime, live and exclusive on TalkSport. Shortly we'll hear from Chelsea's Conor Gallagher, speaking to TalkSport's Ollie Clink. But first, David Moyes is convinced West Ham can still have a strong season, whilst Graham Potter understands that results must improve.
I think West Ham are in a decent place now. I know they've struggled. I know they've had a bad first half to the season.
It's Jared Bowen again! And what an important goal that could be!
But as it is, it's a point apiece. Newcastle 1, West Ham 1.
We're not shouting about it at the moment. We're going along quite quietly and hoping that it goes unrecognised a little bit, which it probably is at the moment.
But it's a disappointing final scoreline at Stamford Bridge for Chelsea fans, because it's Chelsea 0, Fulham 0.
I think Graham Potter's on some type of trial now to the end of the season to figure out whether he's going to be the guy that obviously gets to steer the ship next season.
It is fascinating. It's an experiment. It's a chaotic one.
The coaching process is not a straightforward thing. You know, it isn't.
Mount gets away down the right-hand side. The cross goes to the far side. Touch for Sterling! Goal for Chelsea!
I believe we can have a good season. I think we've still got a lot to play for. I think we're showing a little bit better signs in some areas. But we're going to be challenged by good teams like Chelsea. We're going to be challenged in the European competition, which we're going into again in March. And we're in the next round of the FA Cup, so we want to try and keep ourselves involved in as many tournaments as we can. But our focus is solely on the Chelsea game and try to do the best we can against Chelsea.
I'm not stupid, you know. At the end of the day, if the results aren't what this club should get, then I understand, and if I'm the reason for it, then that's the job. In the meantime, I sort of again go through the process of working with the players, helping them improve, helping them come together. It's a complicated situation at the moment, but really excited for it. I've got to be honest, really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to the challenge that awaits us. But again, I don't worry too much about the absolute timescale of it all.
Conor Gallagher on his right foot. Oh, it would have to be Conor Gallagher to win it for Chelsea.
10 points off the top four at the moment, but there is a long way to go this season. Is there belief within that dressing room that you can still make it into those Champions League places?
I know it seems quite far now being ninth, but It can change very quick. You know, we all know what football's like, and I feel like we definitely believe it's doable, and obviously we need to improve our results, but I'm sure we will. So that's definitely the aim right now.
It's West Ham coming up, and you could come up against your England teammate Declan Rice in midfield. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, of course. You know, me and Dec have played against each other a good few times now in the last few seasons, so he's obviously a top player. So it's always a challenge for me to play against him. But yeah, it's just important we kind of focus on ourselves and do everything we can to get the 3 points.
West Ham themselves, they've been in a bit of a sticky patch, but they're starting to pick up some form. But for Chelsea, a win at the London Stadium, could that be the turning point in the season, do you think?
Yeah, I think we're just going to take it game by game. You know, I feel like the last few games we've picked up a little bit and looked strong. Obviously, I feel like we can improve in the final third, but other than that, I feel like we've looked good. But yeah, it'll be very important if we win against West Ham, and we're going to do everything we can to do that.
Meanwhile, my old mate Jason the Funboy Cundy believes it's the wrong time for Chelsea to face the Hammers. Whereas yesterday on Breakfast, ex-West Ham striker Dean Ashton is confident his old side would not be in a relegation battle.
Their best performance of the season for me was against Newcastle last week. But I get the sense that West Ham, I think this is a bad time to play West Ham for Chelsea. Do you know what I mean? If you'd have taken them maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, might have been slightly different, but I've got to say, it does feel a little bit like the timing could be perfect for West Ham. And you know what it's going to be like. They hate one another in the footballing sense.
It's not going to be pretty, let's put it that way. You know, he's gone to a back three in the last couple of games, and it's worked, it's shored them up. They'll be play on the counter-attack as they tend to do under David Moyes. So I just think he and the players have got enough experience to pull themselves away and get the results they need. But I don't expect it to be particularly pretty.
Now, Leicester v Spurs is our live and exclusive commentary game on TalkSport 2 this afternoon. That one from 3 p.m. Leicester's Brendan Rodgers talks about the impact the new signings have made around the club this week, whilst Tottenham's assistant manager, Christian Stellini, is looking for more of the same following the win against Man City.
And it's a goal on debut for Mateus Cardoso Lemos Martins, otherwise known as Tete.
Deal agreed, we're told, for Harry Suter, the Stoke City centre-half. £15 million fee to take him to Leicester.
We've had a great lift with the guys coming in. It's what the team needed.
Kane! And Harry Kane has done it! He has broken Jimmy Greaves' record. It is Tottenham 1, Manchester City 0.
The next question is, where does he get to? Because he could quite easily get to what? 350?
He can do everything. Doesn't just score goals. He leads the line, links the play up.
One of the best footballers this country's ever seen.
Harry Kane, the record breaker.
The three guys come in have brought that freshness and brought that energy to us and brought the balance to the team. And like you say, it adds competition in four places. And obviously with players coming back, we're hoping then that can really push us on the second part of the season. But it was a fantastic win for us. We weren't perfect by any means, but we showed, you know, a lot of quality in some of our moments. We showed the resilience in the team, like you say, the mentality to come back from going behind twice, which clearly isn't an easy task in the Premier League. But no, the players kept going, kept fighting, and showed the quality to score the goals. And yeah, we deserve to win.
And we spoke before the last game, if you reach and you win this type of a game, you can create a good momentum in the season. But to do this, you have to win the next and the next and the next again. And to do this, you have to work well, to be well prepared, and play with humility, and don't lose this aspect, because what changed in our mind in the last period is the way we approach in the game. And we have to continue in this way, but to do that we have to look in between of us and understand why we change. This is the most important thing.
Now, if the weekend's football wasn't enough, we have live and exclusive commentary of the Merseyside derby between Liverpool and Everton on Monday night. Jurgen Klopp, once again, couldn't help but have a little moan-up about the media. There's a surprise. Sean Dyche being, well, Sean Dyche, and Everton's James Tarkowski spoke to TalkSport's Jim White ahead of the battle at Anfield.
But when it comes to games like this, you must not lose.
Season over, maybe, for Liverpool in the Premier League.
Jurgen Klopp, more questions to answer.
It's a time where we as well can show, if we want to show, that the club is really special.
Henry from Tarkovsky, and they've scored!
There's no bigger game to go than go to Anfield away in the Merseyside derby, so we look forward to it. We're preparing hard, we're preparing well.
Everton rolled the dice, and all of a sudden they're taking their chance.
Last weekend it was fantastic to get a win, but I was really looking for a reaction, you know, a reaction and a performance.
And we are at Anfield. It's the Merseyside derby, and it's only on Talk Sport.
The best possible period we ever had. It's very easy to have press conference, very easy, because you don't ask really important questions. It's like, oh my god, he scored 3 goals and stuff like this, and these kind of things, and then we have a laugh together and all these kind of things. It's nice. Then it's not going well, and of course you cannot explain similar mistakes 500 times in a different way, or then always new mistakes. So if we make them and go for it, it's really not easy, but, and you know it. It's not disrespectful when I say you cannot deal with it, because some of you make, of the things I say, make massive things that was not my intention. I try to get through this without, I'm responsible for it. So, and if you blame me, but if I talk now, we talk Handel, and it's, oh, Handel is not there, and this is not there, and these kind of things. So I have to be careful with this guy, because I don't want to do it. So that's why it's so difficult to talk all the time about things like this. That's why it really, it's really helpful if you've been at least from time to time again, because then you have a little break of that. But I don't have that now for a while, so that makes it really intense. But it's not just difficult, not impossible. So, but it's not as enjoyable, obviously, I guess. But I can explain in football absolutely everything, but not to you.
There's no renewing it. It's just, you know, two managers playing against each other's teams, you know, and there was nothing in that. He felt that, you know, my coat wasn't good like John McGinn did, and he mentioned it, and I said, you weren't the first to get there. John's already referenced my coat, so that one cleared that up. But no, we were just, look, fans, I think fans don't mind that. I think they want to see two managers for their teams, for their clubs, standing up, and then after the game, it's gone. For me, it's done. That's it, end of. And that used to be a more regular occurrence in football, maybe not so much now, but it used to be nothing. You know, it meant nothing. And it makes a story. Nothing other than both of us standing up for our relevant situations at that time.
Onana is up there. Henry from Tarkovsky. And they've scored. Everton rolled the dice. And all of a sudden, they're taking their chance.
Arsenal last week then. Next up, the Merseyside derby. I mean, on paper, difficult games, James. But in some ways, are you in a no-lose situation? Because if you're going to kick things off and get kick-started, these are the kind of opponents you want.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the pressure can be off a little bit when you're underdogs, but I think we've just got to go game by game, and there's no bigger game to go than go to Anfield away in the Merseyside derby. So we look forward to it. We're preparing hard, we're preparing well, and I'm really excited to get there on Monday and go and perform as a team, because I'm really pleased with where we are as a team right now, and it's a chance for us to go and build again.
Can you imagine if Everton beat Liverpool?
Well, we've got to imagine. We want to go and win. We're not just there just to perform. We do want to go and win games, and it only starts again on Monday when we go there.
You're well aware that other clubs around you have changed managers, just as Everton have done, James. Do you think the dynamics of the relegation battle have altered somewhat? In other words, what I'm asking you is this. Are there three teams worse than you out there?
I think our team shouldn't be anywhere near there, but we've only got ourselves to blame for that, so... As I say, we just look to the next game, but I do think our team's got a lot more to give. And going off the game we played at weekend against Arsenal, how well we played, that shows that.
Heading over now to White and Jordan. Stuart Pearce believes Everton have a real chance of picking up 3 points, while Simon feels it could be either a win, a draw or defeat. Well done, Simon. That must be why we pay you so much.
They've got as much chance of winning this game as they have, a stronger chance than they have probably in the last 2 decades of going to Anfield and getting a result, in my opinion. Because I think they've got a manager that will play a style that will not suit Liverpool. You know, I think they've shown an Achilles heel, Liverpool, over the recent times of not liking the ball in behind them, not liking them turned around, that type of thing. High energy game. I think that Everton will play that style of football at Anfield. A draw or a victory will be a fantastic result. Looking at the two games that they've had since Deitch has taken over, Arsenal at home, that were conquering everybody, and a 1-0 victory and a clean sheet, and then going to Liverpool. If they could come out with a point or more from that game, which I think they've got the opportunity to do. Liverpool haven't won a Premier League game this year yet.
Liverpool are in such a space at this moment in time that you can see any result. You can see Liverpool responding to the Anfield crowd, demanding more from them against this particular opposition and rising to the occasion. You can see Liverpool being as poor as they've been recently and Everton rising to the challenge of the Sean Deitch regime. Or you can see neither and both sides thinking the place out. So, I mean, I know that's about as clear as mud, but you can see a whole raft of results and all of them would be, well, entirely plausible.
Jim and Simon are live every weekday from 10 a.m. Now, staying with the Premier League, and Pep Guardiola, no one really knows, faced the media for the first time since Man City, were charged by the Premier League for more than 100 breaches of its financial rules. He was not a happy bunny.
My first thought is that we are already being condemned. So, like, what's happened right now, these weeks after Monday, it's happened the same what happened in UEFA. That UEFA, it was a condemned. We had already accusation, now we have just charge. Why should, in that moment, when overturned the situation, when what they told me before, the defend accusation for UEFA, the club proved that were completely innocent, why should not think right now, when there is not even accusation, it's just condemned, it's just charges or suggestions. So you have to understand that between 90 teams of the Premier League is accusing us without letting us the opportunity to defend. And the word of my club, my owner, my chairman, my CEO, my people explain everything during these 3 or 4 years. You know exactly on what side I am. 1 week later, UEFA make a sentence against us. 9 teams, Burnley, Wolves, Leicester, Newcastle, Spurs, Arsenal, United, Liverpool, Chelsea, out of the Champions League, but they won at that position. Like Julio Cesar said, there are not in this world, there are not enemies or friends. There are just interest. And they wanted to put it out to take that position that we won on the pitch, you know, take it there and take it in our position. So now, it's different than in that moment? Absolutely zero. The same. The same articles, the same accusations, the same everything. You have to be out of the UEFA Champions League. You have to go to League One. No, League One is too much. League Two, or maybe Conference. We were in main road. We were not a team to win a long history, a lot of titles. We have been in the low divisions. We'll be back there. Not a problem, just in case. We'll call Paul Dickov, Mike Summerby, and we will do again a good process. We'll be back, I'm pretty sure. But should wait. They should wait.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now away from football, Anthony Joshua's next opponent, Jermaine Franklin, joined the breakfast show and was talking about his big fight that lies ahead.
I mean, I take the fight how as it comes. Me and my team, we make a game plan. We try to execute as best as we can to our capabilities. So, it's part of the game plan. So we just have to wait for the right opportunity to set it up to strike, to, get him vulnerable. And that's really the biggest thing. I think a lot of people make game plans just on punching. Me and my team, we make game plans on small stuff. We want to get you frustrated, make you vulnerable, make you fight a fight that you don't want to fight. In boxing, we the only sport that don't get recognition for what we do. Everybody jumps the gun in boxing. Like, he is my opponent. I'm taking him serious, but I'm not going to take nothing from him as a man. You know, he lost to Usyk, which is now almost a unified champion. Usyk hasn't lost to nobody. So how can we say AJ's career is over when we don't know what Usyk is capable of?
Yeah.
It's like we jumped the gun and put him down, but what if this guy goes on to beat other great guys? Now it's not the same conversation anymore.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do. I'm back on Monday at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Bent. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a lovely day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.